want to thank each and every one of you for obedience, because I also know that it requires pressure sometimes to open up and to give out. And I'm moving down to this little corner here because I want to make sure that you know that I'm including myself. A lot of times we look at what the Lord tries to do with each and every one of us, but our focus is around the room instead of on us. And I learned the hard way that when I was in my religious shoes, and I call them religious shoes because that's where I walked. Mm-hmm. It was an everyday affair. Mm-hmm. And I had a habit that was very strong. And this is actually weird. This is absolute truth. When I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I began to see a change take place in me. I'm not talking about you guys, I'm talking about me now. And I was able to stop some of the focus that my eyes were on and sometimes my soul was on. And to my surprise, there was a message that was given years ago about fruit inspectors. Man of God came to the church, and he came out with one of those little spy glasses, and then he came out with one of those mesh things that you picked up on a butterfly, and so he walked around the church with that, and he did a pretty good demonstration, and it got through to me that I was inspecting fruit. But I wasn't inspecting the fruits in me, I was inspecting the fruits in them, whoever them happened to be. So now I really cried out to the Lord, because I said, there's no way. I've been doing this for how many years, and you know, how do you overcome this? And he said, by my spirit, not by might, not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. So I did pretty good. Then he brought me to Romans chapter 2, which is where we're going to go after. But I looked at the Amplified, and I brought the Amplified out because it is a little bit more to the point. Because Paul is dealing with fruit inspectors of his day. And there's people in the church in Romans 1 that have not had a godly lifestyle. So I'm not going there. I just want you to start with verse 1 of chapter 2. And of course it hit home. Therefore you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are who judges and condemns another. For imposing as judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself. Because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same thing that you censure and denounce. Now that went home. And I can just remember the fruit inspector saying, you got to start with your own fruit flies before you deal with the fruit flies of the other guy. So that did a number on me. And I did cry out to the Lord to stop what my mouth would sometimes say. I would come home and my wife would be on a rant of somebody in the family, and I would find myself slipping into the conversation. Anybody?
Amen.
Okay? And this one did this and that one did that, and what do you think? And And of course, I ended up with the "What do I think?" Well, obviously, you know, they got my opinion. And really, they didn't ask for it, but they did. To say all that, I would say several years, and I stress the fact, several years of working at this, and I finally noticed that I would say to people, "Well, you know, that's your opinion," and drop it. And when I did that, it kind of shut down that force. So the fruits were less flying around, if you want to look at it that way. Fruit flies were less, okay? But here was my clincher. Mom and I would go to Canada twice a year. Canada, different language. But you know what? There are more fruit flies in Canada than there was home. And so it was awful. I'd be talking to my family in Canada and I'd say, "Oh my God, I'm back to square one," because it was awful. There was, like I said, I can't tell you how many fruit flies. And I would usually leave her there for a few days or weeks or whatever she would spend with her family. And as I'm driving home, I repented all the way home about all these critical voices out of my mouth. And I say critical voices because some came in different levels. So I realized there were different devils. Say different levels.
Different levels.
Different devils. And so I had some French devils and I had some I can't tell you any other way. And so I'd repent and I'd say, "Lord, I need help in the French because..." And one of the things that I would literally find coming out of my mouth when I was in Canada, I don't know why, but there was a saying when I was a boy during World War II that it was always the damn Jews did it. I am not exaggerating. That came out of my mouth even as a boy because the indoctrination that was there. The Jews are always guilty. They are the ones that had all the money in Montreal. If you wanted a bargain, you had to go on a Monday morning and be the first person to buy. Otherwise, you couldn't get the right price from the Jew because he'd Jew you. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes. Those flies are bad.
They were horrible. Okay? So I cried out to the Lord. So let's go a little deeper because that's when I finally decided that I was going to check out Romans 2 and see what the rest of it had to say. Now, I'm not saying I didn't read it before, but it didn't go in. As I'm trying to make you aware of, that I was caught with different devils in different regions. When I was in Canada, even if when I speak in English to my friends and to my family, because some are bilingual and, you know, and it was different. So there was regional demons. And I could prove that. But I'm not going there tonight. Verse 2. "But we know that the judgment and the adverse verdict or sentence of God falls justly and in accordance with truth upon those who practice such things." So whoever you're talking about, that's their problem. "And do you think or imagine, oh man, when you judge and condemn those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment or elude his sentence and adverse verdict." Whoa. Pretty heavy. "Or are you so blind as to trifle with, presume upon, and despise and underestimate the wealth of his kindness," means God's kindness, "and forbearance," meaning he's known all about their weaknesses and mine, "and long enduring patience." Now see, I wanted him to have patience with me, but I didn't have much patience with
them.
Right. And I found my French ones were even worse. Okay. "Are you unmindful or actually ignorant of the fact that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repent, to change your mind, and inner man to accept God's will. Notice the inner man. That's your spirit man. The inner man to accept God's will. Some people are going to struggle in that nest of fruit flies for as long as they want to, and it's not your job to clean them up. It is God's job. It is, yes, sometimes you're going to be pressed to intercede for them, to take Holy Communion for them. But that's how you carry their weakness. Not by agreeing with somebody that's mad at them, because now you're close to releasing curses. And that's not exactly what you want to do. Not as a believer. Okay? Verse 5. But by your callous stubbornness, so that it identifies one of those demons, and impenitence of heart, meaning I harden my heart not knowing, okay? You are storing up wrath and indignation for yourself on the day of wrath and indignation, when God's righteous judgment or just doom will be revealed. Now, that's home, and I didn't like it. And I said, God, I want this cleaned up. I really do. And you know, you can smell fruit flies because they're hanging around garbage. They don't hang around the fruit that are not ripe. They hang around the fruit that is rotten. Oh.
I think I'm leaving now.
Don't leave now. Not time to leave. It's time to grow up and to change your way of thinking. And boy, I would wanting to, well, obviously, clean everybody up. Verse 6. For he will render to every man, notice he should have a circle around it. That's God's job. Will render to every man according to his works, justly as his deeds deserve. 7 gives you a victory. To those who by patient persistence in well-doing, springing from piety, seek for unseen but sure glory and honor and the eternal blessedness of immortality, he will give eternal life. That's where you're at. But for those who are self-seeking, ha ha ha, didn't we talk about this last week? Self-seeking and self-willed and disobedient to the truth, but responsive to wickedness, there will be indignation and wrath, and there will be tribulation and anguish and calamity and constraint for every soul of man who habitually does the evil. And look at this, the Jew first and also for the Greek. But glory and honor and heart peace shall be awarded to everyone who habitually does good, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For God shows his partiality, no partiality, undue favor, or unfairness with him. One man is not different from another. All who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. But all who have sinned under the law will be judged and condemned by the law. For it is not merely hearing the law read that makes one righteous before God, but it is the doer of the law. The love that you give out is really the highest law, who will be held guiltless and acquitted and justified. That's your victory. Now, you say, have you gone back to Canada? Yes, I have. Did I see less fruit flies? Less in me. Because I finally found that I could not agree. I just couldn't agree with some of the circumstances that they would give me. And I would find the words in French to say, that's your business, and just let it go. Let it fall. But if I fed into it, I could see the slippery slope. I would just right back into that garbage. And I said, Lord, I thank you that I can now come home rejoicing instead of repenting all the way. Because he would spotlight this person, that person, this family member, that family member. To be honest with you, I remember one time we came home, Mom and I said, "Are you tired?" Because she had called me. And she was supposed to stay for several weeks. It was close to Christmas. She calls me, she says, "Please come and get me this week." And I said, "Okay." And she's talking English. Well, that's not her norm, okay? She was comfortable in French. Don't talk to her in English. So if she was stuck by herself, she did. So she just didn't want my aunt to hear, okay? So we get in the car, we're driving home. She said, "This last week was so difficult." She says, "Because I could not stop all of the oppressive thought patterns that were coming out of her," meaning her sister. What do you do when it's your sister? Well, you have to love. She was at her house. And at one point, my mother said, she was so insisting that I would agree that we were, you know, half an hour into lunch and we didn't eat yet because she wanted my mother to agree and my mother wouldn't agree. So actually I had to liberate her from her Canadian family so she could come home and have peace. I rest my case. I'm not picking on the French. I am saying you can be in Italy. You can be in Czechoslovakia. I don't care where you're from. You're going to find that there's going to be regional negative forces in every area. Why? Because God has started his house cleaning. And he's starting in the United States. And I'm very happy that we're seeing house cleaning going on, but it starts inside of me. If you see some fruit flies, just be cautious and ask the Lord if there's any rotten fruit in there somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
Would you lift your hands to him? Say, "Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I need grace.
I need grace.
I need to be a doer of your word.
I need to be a doer of your word.
And I will be guiltless.
And I will be guiltless.
And I will be acquitted.
And I will be acquitted.
And I am justified.
And I am justified.
By the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And I celebrate today.
And I celebrate today.
That I look for the fruits in me.
That I look for the fruits in me.
And I pray if there's flies around. You will give me a strategy to get rid of them. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. I don't suggest buying a can of Raid.